Test 2. Listening. Part 4. Exam practice. You'll hear an interview with a boy called Andrew Carpenter, whose hobby is making pots. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Hello everyone. Today I'm with Andrew Carpenter, who's come to tell us about his hobby, pottery. Andrew, you haven't been making pottery for very long, have you? What made you want to start?
Well, it was sort of by chance, really. My school has its own gallery and it held a ceramics exhibition, which our art teacher took us round and then set us some work based on what we'd seen. At the time, I really wasn't that interested, to be honest. But then a few days later, I was surfing the net and came across a video clip of one of the artists in the exhibition and the ideas he was trying to get across in his work. That made me want to have a go at making something similar.
So what pieces did you see that particularly inspired you?
Well, it wasn't just the pieces. Lots of them were great to look at, but many were also made for a specific purpose, like a huge cup for several people to drink out of together. We were actually allowed to try it out, and that's really unusual in a gallery. The cup didn't work too well, though, sadly. But there was a computer link showing what the artist was thinking when she made all her pots, and that was interesting.
And then your art teacher set up some lunchtime pottery classes using a wheel, didn't she?
Yes, and lots of us signed up. And for once we could make as much mess as we liked without getting into trouble. Using the wheel is fun. You throw a lump of clay onto the middle as the wheel spins round. You shape the clay with your hand while it spins, and if you keep your hand steady, the wheel keeps the pot the same shape all the way round. There are other fun ways of making pots too, though. Anyway, my first pot wasn't great, but everyone at home thought differently, so it's on display in our kitchen. That's a bit embarrassing.
But then your friends soon dropped out of the class, didn't they? Why was that?
Well, although using a wheel looks fun, it's also quite hard work. And a couple of friends found their pots just collapsed into a muddy mess as they were making them. That often happens at first, though, and they knew that might happen. They did have a good time doing it, too, but I suspect it was more that they had to give up their lunch times to go to the class when they just wanted to play football, really.
But you made some great pots, didn't you?
Yeah, and I learned lots of different techniques, too. One was making a coiled pot by coiling a length of clay round until it becomes a cylinder. You can end up with something fairly instant and quite good that way. I got really adventurous and even added a handle, which everyone else there thought was really cool, especially when it didn't fall off. Then I spent the next few weeks learning other techniques, and they worked well too.
And you've also decorated some of your pots.
Yeah, I put an image of myself on one pot. I'd done it as a joke, really, and I thought it was dreadful, but my parents insisted they could see it was me. I wasn't sure whether they were just being kind, though. But that pot was put in the school gallery, and when the artist I'd first admired came to the school, he spotted it immediately and gave it lots of praise. He's been really encouraging ever since.
But pottery's not very popular among people your age, is it? What would you say to other teenagers who want to give it a try?
Just go for it. Get some clay and just play around with it, like you did when you were a kid. That's really important. You just never know what you might produce, and you'll soon find you're getting somewhere. But you may need to be patient if you want to get things to turn out exactly how you intended. Expect some failures along the way, but have fun and stick with it.
Andrew, thanks for talking to us.